News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's get back to the Abbey controversy and the funding of arts and culture in Ireland. Joe Mangan, Chair of the National Campaign for the Arts and Director of the Carlow Arts Festival, joins us. Joe, obviously a lot of talk about the standoff between the writers and directors and the artistic directors of the Abbey. But you believe there's a bigger, a broader point here about the funding of arts in Ireland?
Yeah, I think that it goes back about a decade at this stage. So in 2008 was the last time the independent theatre sector was in a very healthy state in Ireland. So there were 32 companies stretched all over the country that were funded directly by the Arts Council to greater or lesser degrees, making all sorts of different kinds of work in different contexts and employing lots and lots of people, lots of actors, lots of designers, people who played the band, everything else. So there's been a massive constriction of that activity anyway, apart from what's, you know, kind of been apparent in relation to the Abbey and their kind of tightening of their resources and managing them to a place where it seems that there's not enough work even within our national theatre for people working in the sector. So the whole ecology of theatre in Ireland is in a really bad place, to be perfectly honest with you. It's, you know, I go to see a lot of work as a programmer now. I'm overseas at the moment seeing work, and the quality of work that I see internationally is far, far and away higher than what we're seeing at home. We're in a position now where actors have to produce and direct and design and market their own shows. We're looking at one-man, one-woman shows with kind of no production value. So we're diminishing audiences alongside diminishing work for people working in the sector.
The arts budget was no doubt affected by the decade of austerity. I think the Arts Council's budget was cut by 28% between 2007 and 2016. But there'll be people listening this morning who'll say, why can't theatre pay its own way? Why does it have to be bailed out by the taxpayer?
I suppose you're talking about commercial theatre, so commercial theatre will always exist. But that's the big Broadway stuff, the West End stuff. Actually, the piece that is in the Abbey over Christmas, the point of ire for a lot of people, is something that's coming from Broadway and going to the West End. Those kind of commercial productions, large-scale, musical-type works, they will continue to exist. There's no issue there. What you're talking about is work that really reflects the culture of the country that we're in, reflects expanding and exciting kind of new ways of making work, interesting, cutting-edge stuff that you will see around the world is not getting made to the degree in Ireland that it should. Actually, the cut to the Arts Council back in 2008 was closer, I think, to like 40%. It came from a high of 84 at the time, which is tiny. I mean, we're still in a situation in Ireland, and I'm kind of bored with myself beating this drum, that we actually spend less on the arts and culture in Ireland than anywhere else in Europe. So, you know, if we are talking about promoting Brand Ireland, as we continually are, we're in a week where we've, you know, got five new ambassadors working for Culture Ireland to talk about the arts and creativity and culture internationally and really bring focus onto our country for what is really our national and natural resource, then you have to invest in it. Like, there is no other economy, ecology that doesn't get invested in.
Again, to play devil's advocate, the Abbey got 6.8 million euros last year. Some people would say that's a lot of money. That money could be used for hospital beds or whatever. It is a lot of money.
Yeah, it could also be used for supporting the independent theatre sector, arguably. It could also be used for many different things. I mean, I'm not going to stand here and advocate for the lion's share of the money for theatre in the whole country going to the Abbey, which it is 50% of all of the money for all theatre in the whole country goes to the Abbey Theatre. So there really is a massive responsibility on that organisation to be not just reflecting the country back to itself, not just in terms of style of work that is presented, in terms of challenging ideas, but also to provide employment to people in the sector. So we're at a bit of a bad place, and we kind of have been here for a decade. So we're, until and unless Taoiseach Varadkar promised to double expenditure in the arts is actually implemented fully. And until and unless that is directed towards work that is going to generate employment and is going to really be focused on creating exciting work for audiences, which is about at the end of the day, then we're just going to stay in this constant cycle of poor quality work, not enough work for individuals working in the sector, and people having to leave the country and leave the sector. It's not in a good place at the moment.
Okay, Joe Mangan, Chair of the National Campaign for the Arts, Director of the Carlow Arts Festival. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.